Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwazwai morie Zimbabwe, kusangana okumuchirongwa chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kuvota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava. Lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kuti pana uhlelo lweThe Connection kona pa kuStudio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo. Solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abaloku befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo. Kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guests tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Yangasen Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Ntungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people register to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18, which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz, which was done in February. and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandavu to Richilupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandavu to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There's zero political will from the government. There's also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we were to analyze the last blitz, which was done in the country, they used the ward system. And each ward is about five or six villages. And the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically message, send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate by registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there's so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away. But there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming elections. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that are provided by FinTech, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the research advocate unit, shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 young people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have a potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe. But this year alone, the list that we have done, that is what done by tech, managed to produce 160,000 new voters. So it shows that's a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which generally translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but for someone to register, they need a national identity. For the whole of last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register to vote, but we say that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not have a national identity. So what it means is that young people are not registering because they do not have a national identity, even if they do want to register. These are other key factors. The second one is the lack of information and dissemination, where even a lot of people just don't even know that they what are the questions they bring with leads, and where even if they believe this way, the centers are going to be, and when there's no belief, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media figures. Registration is closed, shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an endpoint, but we don't yet see the more informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like South Africa, UK, in America, where a child as young as eight is not widely reported for the report. So those are some of the reasons why we have looked at it in our current, which I have to do for that suppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. Though they will be transferred, but the number of first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection is our goal, but we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this state, it shows that we would be, if you reach 500,000, get done a greater job. Because currently, we don't know when the bridge is going to come back. And as of now, we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers to reach the port. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls, where we transport people to one district to reach the port, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. We have been managing to just transport members, which is 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, this current space will get done better.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata. Tripa Chirongwa, the connection, panopa live talk, Nefenyiro Yenyu, ye Studio 7. Na, abasana kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe live talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo the connection. Na, lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwebhlisi lwabuya lwadlula. Kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukubana babhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndizoke kwa muri va mazango tisati taenda kunyaya yema IDs ya mambo taura nezvayo muri kuti mimi zeki inofanira kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana afitsa makore 18 izvi zvinofanira kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisana ngurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanoregister kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. asina izvozvo tiri kuona kuti iorganization yezeki iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yaanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasaregista vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yaanoallocatwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavaregiste pese paanotenda makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzele ukuthi siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically. Njalo kube sokusuka lokufu izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Inkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi izek ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane saseZimbabwe maze sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe ole minyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Yabona.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwesithupha. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay, abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba ukuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abazipayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodeni kumbe sikhangelela ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe inki umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathatha ama-photos kodwa abantu bakorejistra abayenelisi ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokollecta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bakorejistra bakhala ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbozokera kwamuri vamatete imanzwa nyaya yema-IDs iri kutaura navamazango nemiwo mambotaura nezvayo saka manga muchiti nyaya yema-IDs kana kuti zvitupa zviri kubatika here kwamuri where you guys are operating?
Oh, it's okay. So nyaya yezvitupa inyaya yehombe muzimbabwe because Number one, chataona two scenarios. Nenye COVID-19, maofisi hurumende anga akafara kwa 2020. Kusika maybe kutanga kukura, ndo patanga kukura maofisi. For the past 2 years, maofisi hurumende anga akafara. Hiyo hizo kutia hapana wana wachikuwa kutupa. Kana kutuwa mapet certificate. Then kupa kwa ita imenye ayo uombe kuti kusipozi kutuwa ora seza kata matepele, niye kukura umi. Kune marginalizations, generalizations, evana sabra wana matokumins aya, ninyi ya kuchiba pire kiwawo, kama tumakaite, hapa Afrika niye kukura uundi, enda wana kwa sabi sotua, atuwe kipa shungu matek certificate, kwa sabi sotua, wachitore sao, wachitora wo, ma peethi ne stupa. So kuchi ufaini kumatepele, nikune three generalizations, evana wasina shukwa nisiro ma peethi ne stupa. Ndugule wa isu kuchibi. Kana dangili, muna 1982, dangili 18 years, padri kwangu aka afetwa ni kukura uundu wa santo sa chitupa kana pezi. 20 years or 25 years down the line, my 1890s, 1995, nda ukoza wakita mwuri yangu. Asi ndizi nasa chitupa kwa msuru pasu. Saka mwana kutaka kwa sora 1995, hiyo zesa ukoza wakita mwuri yake. Saka tame 3 marginal issues, wana sora chitupa wa matepele. Boko sawe zero, ni kuchinye ya kuchinye COVID-19. So, zvino afecta voter registration zvakanyanyisa sterekiti kuti kuti unarejiste kuvota unonita kunge une chitupa ende kune vaya vanonzi maalien pahuri kuti une birth certificate saka pakaitika mabhilisi ese chikonzeso kuti therese vaya anga asingawani vanhu vakawanda kuti vazhinji vechidiki vanga vasina zvitupa zvekuti 6 out of 10 young people who turned 18 in 2019 up to now that not have ID, national identity cards zvovazvopa afecta futi nyaya yedha limitation yekuti iyo zvese ma constituents kana mawadzi akuganwa pansa izvi vachitarisa nako register voters pati havasi kuita consideration again pane vamwe vakadzidzisa vasina chitupa izvekuiyo zvinezvi kune bilitse zvitupa but kune zvimwe nzvimbo zvaisati yatosvikawo futi kwakaita sekuna nambare kuna masvingo vasati vasvika vanhu vecivil register saka vanhu vakawanda havana zvitupa saka havakwanisi kurejista kuvhota nenyaya yekuti havana zvitupa.
Aya yezvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatepeleland uko inyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
ora zvavakaita ivo vanhu vecivil register vakaita ekalenda rakadhizaina pabhilisi yavo kuti vakati kunzvimbo neimwe tinenge tichiinda nenguva yakadai sekuwareni pati vanga vari kuno mwedzi vanga vari kumwedzi wamei kumuchiredzi vanga vari komwedzi vari kuuyako mwedzi wachikwata wajuni saka kumbare vari kuuyako vari kuuyako muna September ende nearest center yemunhu ari kumbare esikizikanuri anotora chitupa isi kuinda kumakombe kana kuinda kuwadzana kunonoita futi transportation saka zvimwe nzvimbo vasati vasvika nenyaya yekuti vakaisa kalenda ravo saka ndichakangowamira tasvika munzvimbo izvozvo asi pari zvinhu ndangaimbozama kuti pamadhistensi madiki tinge tichibatsira vanhu etransport vanotora zvitupa vachirejista kuvhota nevanoda kushandisawo kuzvikoro nenge because chitupa chinoshanda zvinhu zvakawanda
hai siyabonga mnumzana matete vamatete tinokutendai rambai muri parunhare yenyu apa sanda kusixhuma vachangoti bata tiri pachirongwa The Connection chirongwa chatinokupakurai chipiri chega chega pano pane pfenyuro yestudio survey na uyezve nhasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota esingathi yivota registration na silo mnumzana Tawanda Mazango owenhlanganiso yelupane youth development trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete owenhlanganiso ye project 4263 ndidzokere kwamuri vamazango engiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma-social media lapha uze umuntu esithi hayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi avele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathobani ekutshela ukuthi avele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphe lupane la kwezinye indawo, yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye bayabuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama parliamentary hearings, baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi befisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje. Njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asabake baparticipate kuma-elections sibeke baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa. Izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke becine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumende. Akukho okutshintshayo, akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration. Ezikhathini eziningi amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize ama-processes kahulumente ayabe sevele sepasile kudala. Kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumende uyalandelela ama-processes ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala ngurhulumente. So lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele athesi bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa njalo uhulumende esilaye kababoni njengengxenye engaphatheka ku-governance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. And okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kulukena becine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalisa izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto eziyenza abasakhulayo becine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya nohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time Mazango ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election bayakuzwisisa yini khona?
Ngiyabonga ngombuzo nalawo khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened sokumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa labo abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani. Kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu-18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama-active citizens njengama-responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphathi ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe. Le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened, yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above, yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, yi-responsibility ye-ZEC, njalo yi-responsibility amanye amabandla aphathekayo kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngobuningi siyenze okuthiwa yi-voter education. Sifundise laba abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi kumele babe le energy, kumele babe le hope kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi mabengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota, mabengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngobuningi babo, izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso esifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But hayi, you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi hambe ebhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izanu kumbe uvotele i-triple C kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process ukuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of eminyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyani, it's an ongoing process. So khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza, njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18. So kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota, kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections, kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encourage ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslate directly ku-development yelizwe lethu, because babe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota, that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuko okuthi abe sisiba ekhangele ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kanti ukansela wami uyenzani, kanti u-MP wami uyenzani, kanti upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe akukuzela i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu, njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi ba-register ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu abayiparticipate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yebechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as Project Vote 263? Chinokupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Oh, okay. So isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti tinoda kupromota youth participation and multi-party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazvo kuti isusu tiri kungonya vanhu maorganizing anonyafokasa nekuti vanhu vafaaii ngaande kuvote ngavote pasina kuvatsanangura zvanyatsokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective is to make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they hold elected official accountable, they hold the government accountable, they make sure that they safe delivery, all those things that they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue a good register of voter. So Chatunya Koshesa Pangwa and 71 Gawa and MCO, for which I'm a question of voter. Then in Jonathan, I think I am the guest tower, which by speaker to register voter and supporters of Kafanana. Yes, it's okay, but in a good ship, Panning was a tower, one at just what say rare. Panning Punzo, Panning was a Punza. Nini kuti kumashure kune nyaya dzakataurika dzakawanda dzekutima elections ari kubirwa pane sangano rinoona nezvemaelections riri kutema rakarekera rimwe divi. Saka vechidiki vanenge vachitamba vachibvunza saka nyaya dzakadero how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe? So ndio zvimwe zvimwe zvichida kutsanangura vanechidiki kuti what is your responsibility in democracy? What is your responsibility in my elections as a citizen? So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, when you are in the Zimbabwe, there is a lot of frustration. So, if you are in the Zimbabwe, nekuti vanogara madhorobha ndomakanyanya vhota apa tichidikwa kuti hatisimboonawo mari achitakurwa vatoita vhotera vacho vanenge vachiita unotsvaka basa dzemhuri dzavo havasi kudzoka kwatiri. Saka tiri kuti tiri kuzama kuti tikonekte vechidiki nevatungamiri vavangawo makansela maMP kuti vange vachicreata relationship vachiisawo zvisemo zvavo so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that is an organization. We try to push in the diaspora vote in Pingameli. Yekuti vazvira zvakawanda zveZimbabwe zvakunze kweZimbabwe nyaya yekuti upfumi hweZimbabwe hwakamira zvakanaka vamwe vari kutizawo political persecution. Saka I find that unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside Zimbabwe. Saka tinyanya kupusha in the diaspora vote organization kuti kene in line with the constitution of Zimbabwe, section 67, inoimpower with every Zimbabwean at 18 years. Alfonga actually is a vote, It's in a limit to Munu Kanukara Kupi. So that you can parliament, you also, Yakwan is out with some demo, you have to take electoral active form, not just the diaspora vote. Tinget Siwan Luther, Tinget Maker Shop, one must start as Zimbabwe. She wouldn't the Queen Yaka, she knows our my youth and my young people work with the Queen Yaka. One must come, cannot register for vote. Nearly the also economic, biggest economic contributors also is well in Zimbabwe. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Panyaya diaspora vote vamateta akaona Newsday ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week nhau yekuti Speaker of Parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions. Saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei because for the 2023 elections I bet it's out of the question. But musarudzo dziri kuuya after that muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti Speaker of Parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu bato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti constitution yeZimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandambotaura kuti section 67 inoti munhu wese muZimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvarwa anofanira kunge achiregistra kuvhota ende achivhota zvisinei nekuti anogara kupi. Asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvinyaya inotaura nezvinyaya poll based system. Saka diaspora kwe kusina that poll based system, polling stations. But nyaya yamataura yekuti bato rezanupf noti iro hari pasi kunokampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine akarwa nemasanction. Yes, tinongoramba chiri chokwadi, asi hatizive kuti ZANU-PF ina mastructures muAmerica, ina mastructures muUK, ina mastructures all over Western countries. So handizivi kuti vanhu vavo vanoti mastructure chairman vavo kunot America kana mastructure avo hapasi kukampena here, vari pamastructure here kuti vangokampena chete asi vachikwanisa kugara vari munyika idzodzo. Chechipiri futi ndechekuti kana vativo kumawestern country vane masanctions, ko vai vasingabvumiri diaspora futi musadhak mausina masanctions? Zvivanhu zvakawanda zvemuzimbabwe zviri mumasadhak country makaita semunana Zambia, South Africa, Botswana, vai vasingatenderi diaspora futi nyika idzodzo kwavasina masanctions? So tirikungoona here sekuti bato rezanupf riri kutungamira riri kuda kungohwandaro nechigume, nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu veiku hazizivi kuti vanovasi kuti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havadi here kana I don't know, but semasanctions kungohwanda nechigume chete.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamatete. Please do stay on the line as I bring in vamazango. Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, Zach is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. Zach has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe, as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are located around the country. By that, tinasiti izekile isiyehlekile njalo. They are not delivering on the mandate to register people, citizens, that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static. They are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis, probably, to cover the stations that are the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, we talk of the Kenyan Davo, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zec district office. So for a young person who is 18 and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people, 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Lupane, ile office one kuphela ZEC where you can register?
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And yoni zeki mazango selike lazama ini ukukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi ilethe njalo i voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama office endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide?
From ukuxoxisana le-ZEC yaselupane because ngabantu esiphila lawo ama-officials e-ZEC impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma-resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba le nhlanganiso ezilama-resources mobilize ama-youth kumbe abantu babefuna ukurejista nini sibe sesibabiza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazobarejista in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi i-ZEC le government yaseZimbabwe isitransfer i-responsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kurejistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote. Okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke lase-ZEC sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona i-ZEC ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruwa vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitor laba abaphi i-department ye-civil registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlile kufinyelela ama-offices e-ZEC ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu be-civil registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwa abantu izithupha bayenelisa ukuthi abaphiwa izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle be-register ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezephepha of course kodwa bayehlile ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulama-offices. So umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba bethu bephiwe izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelise ukuthi bathathe bayenelise ukuthi barejiste ukuvota.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. As we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwamuri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe, where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Moblessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi vamatete muri kuionawo sei, uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemhirizhonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyazi kuti vavote?
Nyaya yemhirizhonga muzimbabwe musarudzo yemuzimbabwe inyaya inobvira First Zimbabwe ichango changa muna 1980 ende inyaya yekuenderera mberi mainly inyaya yekuti muZimbabwe there is a lot of polarization ndikabva yazotinspira kwakuma 2000 asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatirikuita muZimbabwe ndedzekuti who's going to get what at least dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu sangana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanogova tarangari pausosanganisira violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kupatisipeta politics vari kunzi vanenge vachita zveviolence ende vasingadi vacho kupatisipeta vari kuti sihatisi kuita zveviolence and tota kuzorohwa da kuzosungwa nyaya mataura yakatika kukwekwe yemukomana wetpc akanzi ari kunzi akafa kunzi kuti akaona manhesa mupesi inyaya yakatika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vachivashana vakaitika vanhu vanhu vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekotesa mupf vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure mazvo saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzese kuona kuti ukatadzwe matongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa haazoiti basa ravo nyaya yamoblessing ali inyaya inorwadza sitereki kuti mapurisa ari kutiwo ari kutaura nyaya yerekeni nenyaya yembwa yekuti munhu zvechiwa munhu unganyangaiswa nemuda kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita noisi zvinhu zvinonyadzisira asi zvinota kuti vechidiki futi vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi isu seboka rinosanda nevechidiki kuzama kuikaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vaite come together because zvimwe zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo kwatisa kuti vange vachitaurirana zvinhu zvisana saka tinetita tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekuti munhu akazi mabhora mamusic festival kuti vechidiki vange vachiita come together vange vachitaura zvinhuzvisana because matambudziko avari kusangana navo mamwe chete kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti ivo riri bato ripi kunyaya dzemagetsi hasina basa kuti ivo ribato ripi nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iri bato ripi saka maproblem edu yevechidiki akafanana saka tiri kuda kuzama kuti organization lets mayouth ngati come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push the government or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti tozwa kuti takuda maelection daiso sekore rino tiri kutosa kuti 2008 juni inogona kuti wadzoka next year nini zvatiri kuona zvikuitika karetly
saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetriplec just to mention these two main political parties
maactivity sendanapota zvazvo kuti muzimbabwe mune a lot of polarization so far pachine bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi nevanemwe pati vanogona kutauresista saka zvatiita togona kutiuda kutire tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vovaivo vanenge vachiinkarija vamwe chitipawo kuti yachitambe mitambo yakati vese zvakati hatichanyanyei tinge tiri pafullfront because muzimbabwe unowanzo kuti vemango vanhu vanoshanda seregime change vanoshanda vari vakarega kuopposini ndozvimwe zvine zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti also muri mukushanda imomo munosanganisa zvakawanda munogona kusungwa nogona kuita zvakasangana zvakawanda wanda saka there's still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state. We adopt chapter 2 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Nenya yekuti also zvakandota zvazvo kuti vemapurisa yedu kana kuti vesecurity vanoita sekuti vane rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira saka peace party inoedza kusustaina because kuti peace ive sustainable pane pamwe pati anenge akanganisira pane pamwe paine justice asi kana pakashaikwa justice hapana peace atogona kuachivha because uyo anenge achiponda vanhu unomboendera mberi achiponda vanhu because hanzi ati hapana zvandinoitwa uyo anenge apondewavo haangazodi kuzuro tingomhorosa voko munhu akupora akaponda mai vako nezuro ungoti hazvina basa saka tinofanira kunge tichioso inkarisa nyaya yejustice but nyaya tichitaura kuti makosi mapolisi seems to have also a bit of a side yavanenge vachitora ndozvimwe zvekuita homeback issue yepeace
Aiwa, tinotenda enda. Let me go to Vamasango nenyaya ye violence. Udaba lodlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMatnorth? Liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi?
Siyabonga thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics. Sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama-platforms lapho siyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo ekubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza okuthiwa i-deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abameleli i-ZANU-P F, abameleli i-MGCT, i-CCC namanye amabandla atshiyeneyo ukuze baphatheke. Masibabizile njalo siyabiza lenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona bahlale ku-same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala. Lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama-solutions so that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy le asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala. Siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakala ngendlela enhle kube lokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube lokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto eze-violence eziyabe zayenzakala kudala. We also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabe yenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene lezepolitics. Njalo asikhiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts. Mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP o-NPRC ama-courts ethu even i-parliament yona ngwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo. So esikhathini esiningi siyabiza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe labo sicreate ama-platforms sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokukutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathi ngendlela enje. We encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibili we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwe ama players aphatheka kwezepolitics. Sila ama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane ye development sasi kuphela kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingxenye yalawa ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho esiyabe sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleni ye-peace whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane. So esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le-violence eluphane. Ingaba khona i-violence ushudebo ukuthi we call a spade a spade. Siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangeleleyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu beZimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight. That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Youngerson Matete of Project Vote 263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.